Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayes, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. I'm mad. Did these words come out of your mouth today? Or did you hear your child say them? Anger is a feeling that all children and adults experience. Sometimes life hurts. Sometimes life isn't fair. And anger is a part of life. So how do we help children learn to cope with their anger in a way that is helpful and not hurtful? Well, first of all, there are several things happening when a child or adult gets angry. Physically, there's often a rush of adrenaline, perhaps an increased heart rate, blood pressure, or tightening of the muscles. Or we can feel our bodies tense up. This might be known as the fight or flight response. Cognitively, or how we think or perceive something is making us angry. And we might think that whatever is happening is unfair or wrong. When it comes to behavior, we express our anger in one or many different types of behaviors. Some examples of behaviors are raising our voices, slamming doors, stomping out of the room. Or that behavior may also be verbal, and we may be asking people to apologize or tell us why they're angry. Or maybe the behavior is to tell a child to take a time out. So what makes a child angry? Well, stress and frustration are two factors. If children don't know how to cope with anger and frustration in positive ways, anger can build up over time. Then parents, teachers, and the children themselves will have problems. Typical situations that cause anger buildup include learning problems in school, family problems such as divorce or illness, problems with friends or friendships, hyperactivity, lack of physical coordination or skills. When children do not have the skills or self-control to manage their anger, they become even more frustrated. They don't know how to cope with the growing levels of anger in themselves or in others. And a child's temperament is part of the equation. Lachman, Powell, Clanton, and McElroy from the University of Alabama have this to say in a paper on anger and aggression. Intense, uncontrolled feelings of anger are often associated with externalizing behavior problems, particularly aggression. And aggression is generally defined as a behavioral act that results in harming or hurting others. They conclude by stating that anger and aggression are normal experiences in childhood, but when taken to excess, they can lead to significant impairment in a child's functioning. So Dr. Karen DeBoard from North Carolina Cooperative Extension Services also notes that a child's temperament and his or her learned coping skills are critical to the youngsters being able to manage aggression. Statements such as, boys are supposed to act out their anger, or she is wild, are common expressions that parents and others use to refer to a child's temperament. Temperament is that part of the personality that seems to be controlled by genetics, and there are basically three types of temperament. Easy or flexible, which is 60% of children, fearful and sensitive, which might be 25% of children, and feisty or difficult, which could be 15% of children. That's a lot of information in just a few minutes. So join us this month as we blog about children and anger. We'll take this apart bit by bit, share ideas on how adults can help children learn how to handle anger in helpful and effective ways, and we'll also talk about when it may be appropriate to seek professional help for children with anger issues. So join us. Blog with us. You never know what you might learn. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.